Welcome to Modcast, a civilization podcast focused on modding.
Kenneth Furland.
Tony Keel.
John Archer.
Bauta Snidus.
With guest co-host
Ekmek.
So, looks like we have an interesting guest today. We got Ekmek. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you very much.
We've covered so much of your crap for so long, and we didn't have you on the show.
Yeah,
now you have to come and account for it.
Yeah, I have to defend it now.
What's with all this crap you've been putting out?
Yeah. No. Don't want to give the listener the wrong impression. Ekmek is the creme de la creme of artists for Civ 4.
And Cult of Power.
Yeah, no, we want more of your crap.
No. But, so pardon my crap. I refer to my family as, hey, where's my family crap? I don't know. We've got everyone here today, and we're going to have a great show, I promise. If not, you can get a partial refund, but you will have to pay for the shipping yourself. Welcome to Modcast episode, what are we at, 36?
Something like that.
36.
36 already.
Yes. Today, we are joined with John, BT Oz, Archer.
G'day, everyone.
Kenneth, Impaler WRG, Furland.
Greetings, mortals.
And Wouter Lacutus Snyders.
Hello.
With me, Tony Garrison Keel. Hello. With our very special guest co-host, Ekmek.
Hey.
As he is known.
Exactly. Hey, guys.
You say that about every guest, that they're very special.
Well, you know what? They are special. They
no, are actually, special. He just lies about the other guests. But this one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is true. A lot of fun today, Wouter. Can I ask you a personal question?
I don't think I'm comfortable with that.
How personal? Yeah.
I'm going to ask anyways. When I lived in Europe, my girlfriend in Germany, they didn't have a shower. They just had a bathtub. Do you have a bathtub or a shower?
I have a shower.
No, he probably goes down the local river, Tony, and he just jumps in and jumps out again.
Well, yeah, but, you know, when he doesn't have time to go down to the river and wash his clothes in the rocks, you know.
Wouldn't that be like a dike? it is Denmark.
I think you're kind of letting us know about what kind of women you're dating. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Trust me, if you put anything in a river here, it's not going to come out any cleaner.
No, not that kind of dike.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like you've got the same problem as we do.
All rivers all come from Germany or France, so...
Now, the second question is, did you take a shower today?
That's none of your business.
So that's a no. All right, Wouter stinks.
They don't call it the Low Countries for nothing, you know.
In the news, we talked about the 3.19 patch for BTS that was recently released and all the consequences that may have for mothers.
In the artist sketch pad, we looked at Confederate and Union generals, both by Bernie14.
And today in the code corner, we look at the Mongoose SDK 3.3 by Lunar Mongoose, a 3.9 kitchen sink mod.
And today in the modest spotlight, we've been joined by Ekmek and his wonderful art, and also for his mod, Marie Nostrum mod for colonization.
Here's what's been making the news in the Civ community.
We have a little bit of good news. We do have the 3.19 patch for BTS, which is quite wonderful. And I'll tell you why this patch is great.
No CD.
Exactly.
No freaking CD needed anymore.
Just too bad for the mods.
that's the
bad side is...
Of course they all do that.
Yeah, that's just patches for you.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's been 1 year and a half with no updates whatsoever, and suddenly, out of nowhere, Apple has to scuttle and fix their mods, and half the people are already gone, so they're never going to do it. So, yeah, I think from a modder's perspective, this is far more a disaster than it actually helps. Although, yeah, in terms of features, it is nice to have, but for us, it's a disaster, I think.
Well, they exposed more stuff to the DLL, didn't they?
Didn't actually look
that
at
was one of the new features. I think Dom Pedro released like a sheet of all the new stuff you can do with code now.
Oh, interesting. I had been t- talking to, I think it was Rye, had been asking me. I was like, hey, I don't know. He was like, he had to reprogram his mod exactly like Router was suggesting. And it's yeah, like, please. And I'm like, what patch? Huh? What? Huh? Huh? I'm like, I have no idea, you know, and I, you know, what's going on here. I don't have any active mods I'm like working on, so I'm not like, oh, looking on the code on this, and I'm programming my own engine thing on the side that's taking up all my time. So I'm like, but it sounds pretty interesting. Apparently he was saying there was something with Python in it, how some Python linkages or stuff had been changed, so he had to redo those, the callbacks and systems like that.
So Ken, you finally came out from under your rock to notice there was a new patch?
No, it doesn't count if someone tells me.
Well, someone called you and you came out from under your rock, you know?
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
No, if this patch is noticed enough and people can update their mods, it will be a good thing. Yeah,
that's a big if. I think a lot of us have already disciplined so far. We'll never see a lot of things updated, so that's kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the last one,
I know SDK changed mods are probably going to break. But XML-only mods might still be good.
Oh, yeah, those will probably work.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like there are any changes listed for XML.
Nothing for the schemas or anything. That's what you have to worry about with... that's the real pain in the butt, too. You have to go not only through your code, but go through your XML, too. But, yeah, this one, it didn't strike me. It looks like they were actually cleaning up their code and their little tiny bugs. I mean... Because when they released, 3.17, we thought that was it.
Actually, yeah.
Everyone did, yeah. They really assumed that was going to be the last one.
A lot of people that didn't really want it for every patch went for that month, and then they said, okay, for this one I can update. And now they get screwed.
Mm-hmm. I posted the link to Dom Pedro saying what new code has to be done. It looks like they got rid of that. Yeah, the game fonts TGA, they finally released more to SDK. If you guys, I'm sure you probably talked about that before, but that game font TGA is like the worst file to work with because you have to do the alpha channel.
That is a pain.
Jeez. So
what did they do to it?
It looks like they exposed some of the SDK, which hopefully it lets you choose what number you're looking at as opposed to having to line it up just right and everything.
Oh, okay. Hopefully, so maybe I don't know. Can have an unlimited number of religions without having to have weirder picture files and stuff.
Yeah, people have come up with versions of the TGA file. I'm not sure how they did it that allowed a huge increase in the number of characters that could be put on it. I wonder if that increase is compatible with what they have now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the two systems will work together.
Who knows?
Awesome.
But that was one that... If they ever do Civ 5, they better not have one with game fonts in it. That TJ was the worst.
Yeah, well, at this point, we're just hoping they still make Civ 5 moddable.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
hoping. Well, I think the solution for these fonts, because it's cool to have those little fonts that you can put in text string. The problem is that it was using the TGA file to define them.
Oh, TJ's
if they
hideous.
Could have just been,
they could have made them DDS.
They could have just been a regular file, like a PNG or something. Or DDS or anything.
They should have made the icons just separate DDS buttons.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, you've
very small buttons, yeah.
Or, you know, there's a lot of things I didn't like about doing that aspect of the interface.
Yeah, each one of those things is only like 16 by 16 pixels, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, yeah, the little religions are tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got it. You're zoomed in all the way, and you're moving these pixels around. And sometimes, if your thing is 2 pixels off, it'll look like crap. You know.
One quote I saw.
Pixel art's tricky.
One sort of quote I saw for a tutorial on the game font. It's like you have to sacrifice a goat before working with this file.
Oh God,
it's true.
Yeah, that should go right in the tutorial. Yeah. So hey, the news is out. You've heard it on Modcast, so now you know. There's a patch out.
Update your mod.
Fix your mod. It is broken.
In the artist's sketchpad, we discuss graphics and artwork from the modding community.
I have here some great artwork by Bernie14. No leaderheads today, Ekmek, but...
No problem.
But we have... just as good. Have you seen this right here?
The Confederate Generals?
Yeah, you may want to inform us what mod you're actually talking about.
We're looking at the Confederate and Union Generals by Bernie14. So just
Bernie does amazing stuff. He's like, I've worked with him before on Leaderheads and stuff. His ability to skin is just amazing, man.
But wait a minute, he's got these Confederates have a red trim. They have a gray, but they have red trim. Why?
One of them's got two-tone blue colors.
Yeah, that's called the Union. You know how it works, you know? Union is blue, Confederates are gray.
Well, we're not Americans, so no, we don't know how it works.
Well, I would know, no. Please enlighten us.
Okay, have you ever heard of the thing called the American Civil War?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Where the people in the North didn't like the people in the South, and the people in the South didn't like the ones in the West?
No, no, they didn't like...
No, they didn't like the colored ones.
Wait, wait.
The West was actually pretty much with the North. Okay, but the North wore blue, and the South wore gray.
Well, you know, the North were unionists. They were into the federal government really deeply. They wanted, you know, tax and tariffs on it. All imports and exports. And the Southerners were state-based, and they wanted to have state rights and manage themselves, which included, you know...
Slavery, yes.
Slaves. But slavery wasn't why the war started. But I think here, you've got here, this Confederate. Did you see the Confederate link? Now, this one's just awesome.
Yeah, he did like a Robert E. Lee style.
Yeah, doesn't that look like Robert E. Lee? That looks awesome. I look at it.
Looks like a bloke playing with swords.
Yeah. If this is a great general, looks like he's doing some swinging of his sword. I don't know. But.
He's doing a good dance, eh? So he's dancing around.
Yeah, I think he modified some of the animations, too, I think, to make this work.
Yeah. Great uniform graphics. Awesome texture. He turned the jacket into a tunic. So it's more period. It's just awesome. And the Union General, I think, is a similar model to the Confederate.
Right.
A different saber, although both of them seem to have the same whipping stick.
Right.
To whip.
More of a staff of command.
So that's a beatdown stick then. Can't you follow my orders?
Yeah. Very old concept. They've had that around for ages.
Oh, yeah, and it's still a good idea.
I have the stick. I am in charge.
So, Tony, do they still carry around those big sticks?
No, they have a flag you have to carry around now. They have the flag. Oh. That's about all they have from the Civil War these days. Oh, yeah, and the military being filled up with mostly idiots. That's the same from the Civil War.
Don't you mean from all war?
Yeah.
Present
Universal?
Company excluded.
Don't you mean included?
Yeah. Okay, included. There we go. Wait. Excluded means it's less insulting, I thought. I don't know.
Definitely included.
Yes, these are great. And you know what? You know, I think that this really fills the gap because the great general, didn't they basically go from, you know, ancient to medieval to Patton? Or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Now, Tony, during that American war with unions and that, did everyone all have British accents back then?
No, they had that weird American accent.
We'd already invented Americanese by then.
Yep. It's a mere 100 years since the inception of the colony and the country from the colonies. And then they go to war with themselves. Peaceful humans. Angry humans. But, this artwork.
I wonder if the aliens have come down by that time to watch everything.
I don't think they were, you know, I think they're abducting a few people, and I don't think they were using anal probes yet. They hadn't developed that technology, the aliens.
Oh, well, you missed out there, Ken.
Yeah, they generally give you a pat down back then. Now they probe you. Well, you know, John, I'm sure you can go up and meet Ken and probe him.
Okay, moving right along.
Oh, yes, they all...
Okay.
Code Corner, where we discuss SDK and Python mods or any other non-graphical mods in the Civilization 4 modding community.
Mongoose SDK 3.3.
Yeah, this has got to be the most up-to-date SDK compilation mod that's out there right now. He's updated to 3.9. It's got the better BTS AI stuff that's been done. He's got a whole bunch of little fixes here and there in it. Some of these are fixes that he created himself. like floodplains fix, so that, you know, when you build a city on a floodplain and it gets, they would normally destroy the floodplain, even if the city is later destroyed. This will preserve it. Got things that allow you to, you know, fix little things, great person fixes, castle building fix, etc. Some AI fixes, cargo loading fixes, combat fixes.
So this is stuff they still hadn't even done yet.
Yeah, I mean, these are things that didn't, that aren't really officially bugs, but they're not quite the way you would expect things to behave sometimes. Yeah, it's what players would more expect the game to work.
Oh yeah, like I didn't know that fortifying on water didn't work or do anything. Apparently he made it do something.
Yeah, though I don't see why you'd ever fortify on water. So yeah, it's one of those things you never do anyway. So
well, actually I do. I like I see
privateers. Man.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, fortifying on the water means you have all your boats kind of arrayed in a defensive pattern or something.
Yeah, I guess that could make sense. They are defensive.
All the cannons are pointing right at the enemy when they come up. I don't know.
Actually, I think the way you get in a defensive formation in boats is you get in a line or something. Or is that how you battle? Oh, well, one of those
things. I don't know. But these are kind of cool. He's messing with the things that create the map scripts. He's got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he's got some mods there, or some changes to air combat. I think these are similar to Lopez's work with units in air combat.
Oh, yeah, Lopez. He's old school. He's gone years ago.
Yeah.
That's a ton of stuff in there.
Siege
Yeah, this is keeps going.
Yeah, so this is a very extensive mod.
Yeah, this is just page after page of little fixes.
Yeah.
And you said this is 3.19?
Yeah.
In fact, look at the bottom. He has the Lopez Pirates mod as credits.
Yeah, he's got listed also all the other people's mods. Teleporting into lakes fix. So if your unit gets forced to teleport to the nearest valid tile, it does not wind up in a lake where it will usually be stuck forever.
Yeah, your little boat. Oh, I got my boat in this one square lake. Useful.
Yeah.
No, this mod is looks like a kitchen sink of you got the better BTS AI added to it, and other than that, it's just a huge, almost unofficial SDK patch for BTS, and it's updated to 3.19. Download it now. Play it on your new version. This mod would be great for people who want a more streamlined gameplay, and it'd also be great for people making a mod who generally don't like all these little bugs themselves. So you can just add this one right into your code base. You know what I mean, Ken?
Oh, yeah. This would actually be something for you to start off of for your own code base. Because there's a lot more here than most people have in their own SDKs.
So you'd add to this SDK. That's why. Yeah. This
yeah.
Is good.
Or, you know, try to get Mongoose to add it in the next version. This is very similar to the concept of, you know, the kitchen sink, everything including the kitchen sink that we did for the CCCP.
Yeah.
Same spirit here. He's got everything in there. I don't know how much it's optional or how much he's trying to preserve default gameplay, because it does look like a lot of these mods, a lot of the smaller fixes will have a straight-up effect. They're not toggled or anything. So that may be an issue for some people.
Exactly. It will considerably change
the game.
It'll
play a little bit differently. I think it'll just feel
more
smooth.
A lot of minor stuff, no major features overall. Play very probably. Well, there's some weird stuff in here, as you can only find two more religions. I'm not sure that everyone would like that.
Well, that's almost something I wish for, because I have some friends who play on easy enough difficulty levels where they have all seven.
Well, if you want to play that way, why not?
That just sounds boring, but, you know, I think one of the funnest things about religions is the opposing religions.
Yeah, if no one else has another religion, yeah, then who can I hate on, you know?
No religious jihads.
You know, where's the bitch?
Jihad!
Yeah.
All right.
It's meant jihad.
What the hell is your religion?
Tony, you could always join my religion.
Beer.
Oh, he worships Bacchus.
That's a religion.
My religion is Beer Drinkers Association.
Are you tax exempt down there for your beer drinking there, John?
I think you have to report it before you can
it's
be taxed.
Australia, of course, it's exempt.
Well, we charge an extra 10 cents.
Like, I think he's exempting himself. He ain't reporting none of that homebrew.
Yeah, let's subsidize something.
Oh, no, I don't pay tax on my homebrew, mate.
Beer! Beer!
Modding Spotlight, where we interview and talk about modders and what they do in the Civ community.
All right. Now, Ekmek, we have watched your art career at Civ Fanatics for quite some time. I know you've been a listener for quite some time as well. And now we finally have you here. We've cornered you. We've trapped you. You're on the show. What do you have for us?
I've been working on a few things. You know, I've actually done a full-blown mod for Colonization, which was the Mare Nostrum. I don't know exactly how the Latins say it, but it was out of a request. Somebody wanted to do an ancient civilization colonization mod, and like an ancient Mediterranean one. So I put a lot of work, had a lot of help from Coma 13, V-Bear, and a couple other guys that came in there. And I give you guys the link. It's a pretty full-on redo of colonization, but it's all using like ancient Mediterranean units. If you guys want to check it out.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you made a mod for colonization. That's interesting. That's good.
Yeah, I remember back in the ancient Mediterranean mod was a really well-crafted, very historically accurate Civilization IV mod, and you've basically taken the setting and time period of that and turned it into colonization. So it's a mod of a game that was based off the game of the... I don't know. It's a little confusing here.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm looking at your screenshots. I see you have the city screen with a slightly different interface. And did you change any of these little button graphics, these little building graphics?
I changed the building graphics based off of buildings we added. But then Coma 13 really did a great job on adding new screens, like a new Europe screen. And he had like a lot of just nice background interfaces on a lot of the other screens. He really made a good feel for the mod.
Yeah.
You're kind of like an entry mode.
Actually, it looks to me like you've actually gone back to the colored models. Those are most people don't realize that the little pictures on the back of the city screen are actually made by taking essentially a two-dimensional picture of the 3D building models. And you've taken the same model pictures in color again and basically recolorized them.
Well, even on the city screen, what Coma ended up doing was also he added it where the Python code actually just read the file, kind of like how the Civilopedia screen would, and actually had the actual buildings in there. I don't know how he did that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, because that's the same kind of idea that you same picture you see when you're building a building in the menu.
Right, yeah.
So he's duplicated that effect. Okay. So I was just, it looked just like the screenshot captures, so, or from the models, 3D-wise. So that's how it's done.
Very interesting.
You know, early on in colonization, we did get a lot of people saying they really wanted those things to be in color and didn't like the kind of parchmenty look that we'd given them. You know, this looks interesting, too.
So how did you actually handle the mod in terms, for example, the map? The home cities are basically in the same map as the colonies in terms of ancient Mediterranean scenario. How did you deal with that?
We have one where we basically have it off-map, so it's like the Western Med. It's basically, when you look at that point, it's a graphic... redo of the entire regular colonization game. We just redid all the graphics and the text and the civs. But then we're also working on one where you actually would have the home city screen where you'd land a ship into the port, you go to the home city, and then you could start the Europe trade that way. That one's still being worked on. But there's been some successes with it. But I generally play like a traditional colonization way.
That's fascinating. And is this the first... total conversion mod for colonization after Dale's mod.
Yeah, I think so. I know there's also a Western mod that's being worked on. It's supposed to be the Old West, and it's going to be all overland, but I don't know how far they've gone.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah. That would be really interesting. And this mod looks great, too. I mean, I didn't know that there was so much... till right now, I didn't know there was so much modding of colonization going on.
If I recall correctly, I think Praxis was even thinking of making a Wild West scenario to go with colonization, but it got canned like really, really early. It was just one of those kind of speculative things.
I basically had two ideas for mods that I never actually implemented. One of them was basically this. The only problem is I couldn't think of what to do with the end game. Have you decided anything there on what you're going to do? Or?
Yeah, we're looking, that's where we're heading to now. One, we have the kind of independence, but it's by basically culturally become like a significant power. So it's similar to how that one is, how Raider Colonization is now.
Oh, how about you playing as Greece and like, and then the Persians attack?
The
Persian Empire descend upon you. You will blot out the sky with our
I'm looking at having the Roman invasion. Yeah. I have actually a leaderhead in work for the Romans, and we're going to do like a Roman invasion, Rome's wiping out the rest of the Mediterranean civilization.
Oh, that's kind of sick. That's kind of sick with it right there. But see, now you're limited. You don't even have a tech tree in colonization, so there's a...
Well, we edited the Founding Fathers and made them technologies. I don't know if I have a good shot of the screen. You actually have to see the modesty.
That makes sense, because the Founding Fathers are actually just really heavily converted technologies.
Yeah, and I made it so that you get the bonus because you were the first to discover that technology, and just kind of assuming that the rest of the technologies were, you know, just spreading around at the same time. Like, if you're the first to discover sailing, you got a faster movement, but eventually everybody else gets sailing.
Well, your mod's not going over, you know, thousands of years. It's going over a specific period.
Which happens to cover thousands of years, depending on the scope of the scenario. Which, yeah, does make me wonder if the Romans, so they aren't really playable. I guess, what are the playable ships?
There's a Roman colony one, and how we're going to work that one in the end game is that basically you're like a revolting governor if you're playing as the Romans.
I see.
And what are you doing with the resources? I mean, because obviously rum and fur coats and things.
That's
cotton.
Sort of the easiest part. Of course, you have to use different resources. But
yeah, let me show you a link that has a good picture.
Yeah, I imagine you're going like wine and olive oil. Wine can replace rum pretty straightforward easily.
Yeah, I have, you know, of course, I have food and lumber and horses. I added like a weapons. You'll see there's some pictures in that screenshot there. And we have olives and olive oil, grapes, wine, clay, and pottery. And then what I did, I stripped them off the map where you had, like, each tile had a native value of a yield. You know, like, they always had, like, one sugar or one tobacco. I got rid of that. And in this release, you basically have to put a plantation down, and a resource will pop up, and it'll add some of it to it. So you can either find the occasional bonus resources, or you actually have to build a plantation to have those kind of resources pop up. So you got more specialization, and it's a little tougher to start out, too.
So this theater improvement just adds straight-up happiness to the city? So you brought back Civ 4-type happiness? Is that what you've done?
Kind of. I haven't done any code work on that, but this one's basically similar to, what is it up there? It's in the original one. It's I'm using that as like satisfaction, basically, and so we got culture, which is doing the independence, and the other one is, it's kind of like how the crosses were used in the original colonization, but I just call them like satisfaction. Same effect, but just kind of renamed it, retexted it for now.
Okay. So then basically, weapons, armament, there's a little hoplite helmet thing there is the new weapons of the day.
Yeah, the new muskets, replacing all that, yeah.
So olive oil, rum, and I guess the M4s represent wine. The M4s are just pottery. Pottery,
and then you got. And this is an older shot. I should have put more shots up, but
I see the wool. Yeah, you got wine, the cotton.
No, this mod looks sick, dude.
Yeah, nice.
You have a lot of changes up there already. I can see.
You know what's
great about this mod, and you know the other mods for colonization is, in my opinion, colonization has a lower repay play value than Civ 4.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It's a great mod, but too bad it's based on colonization.
Well, no, but see, now here you go. Now you've added, Ekmek here has added replay value to colonization by creating a mod. And after I played colonization, I was worried it wasn't going to be too moddable. I thought Dale was the only one because he was right there with the project from the beginning, you know?
Indeed. Well, there's always a mod, so that works out in the end.
It's sort of the cycle that you get in. If the game's not very replayable, you're probably not going to get a very active community and therefore not too many mods. So, yeah, just a cycle there.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of wish that colonization had come with some content. You know how you open BTS? It's got BTS content, all these great mods. They should have done that with colonization. They would have. I think colonization was good.
Yeah, they could have jump started modding. You're right. If they had some scenarios, you know, they could have inspired people.
Or even maps.
You want to move on to my leaderhead gallery? Let's just.
Yeah, you know, I think this mod is definitely for anyone who wants to play colonization some more and get that trade mechanic that really makes the game interesting, you know? I think that's the highlight of colonization is the build certain supplies and goods and ship them here and there. And
Oh, yeah.
Really have an intricate micromanaging if you want.
That's really the strength of the game. The problem is that there's not much underneath that. It's got a really firm, well, maybe there's nothing on top of that, because that's a firm foundation from which to have stuff, and then it just doesn't evolve too much beyond that. I get to micromanage that thing, and if I like that, I get to do it more and more and more and more throughout the rest of the game. With Civilization, by its nature, because the technologies, it's a game that's constantly changing what you have to do. At the beginning, it's simple, and it's getting more and more complex. Colonization is pretty much set steady state complexity.
Well, you know what I think this mod that Ekmek has released is going to be really great for is, I don't know about you, but up until the Revolutionary War, I did very little fighting. I didn't mess with the other colonies. I was nice to the Indians because I was getting experts off them and stuff.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
And I didn't go to war until the very end, and I had my whole country prepared for the revolution.
Yeah.
And this mod is great because you're going to get that dynamic of warfare throughout the whole thing. Now, how many custom units can you choose from? Because I know colonization, what, like three?
Yeah, I still kind of stuck to that, but I had to redo the art for all the units in the game to make them all ancient period art. Like, I had to create a whole olive planter and a shepherd and all that stuff.
There's a Roman legion and a Greek phalanx or hoplites or something, and
cavalry, you know, scouts. I was looking to add maybe another weapon source. I had problems adding another yield, but I wanted to add archers. I wanted to get in the full different kind of Mediterranean combat units, and it's probably what we'll go to eventually. Yeah.
You could have bows as a weapons type.
That would be
sick.
You know, like light skirmisher weapons. That could maybe cover everything that's not based on bronze, perhaps.
Okay, put like a picture of a bow and maybe a javelin next to it or something.
Or sling.
Yeah, I was going to go simpler. Just use like, you have to use combination of lumber and weapons for archer at first. I'm trying to find another yield, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it. But that's my other option, is just to make it a kind of a cheaper unit using wood, because on some of the maps that we modified, there's not much wood because it's the Mediterranean. It's not really known for its forests. That kind of changed some things too.
How much of
could put a low wood yield on a lot of on other tile types, like a scrub forest, you know, because there is trees.
How much of custom abilities and custom things are in colonization that we're in BTS also, just like the same code base of Civ 4, but maybe aren't used that you could rely on or something.
Yeah, I'll look.
They
gutted
almost everything. That
they
gutted used.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a fish. Like a fish. Fish. I want to eat. I'm hungry. Fish and chips is good.
Yes.
Salmon cooked on a cedar plank is even better.
Yeah.
No. Download this mod. Let's see where we're at.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I
make 215 megs.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of art, a lot of new music as well. Yeah.
Also, I believe, now we've covered your artwork pretty in depth. We've been to your page that has 80 freaking awesome leaderheads. We've gone over this one a couple times, because every time I cover new art of you, we are like, oh, look at Ronald Reagan. Yes. Look at Skeletor.
Ooh, Skeletor. But,
the He-Man mod.
Yeah, I was thinking just right that He-Man.
He-Man.
Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, Skeletor came out of a...
I have the power.
I came out of Skeletor because I saw there was a skull you take off of Montezuma. And I saw that Chuggy had a pretty good reskin of it. I was like, I wonder if you could put that on a head. You know, and that's kind of where I just messed around with Skeletor. I'll just whip out a Skeletor. It took me about a day and a half.
So that's you took awesome. The little skull and and just blew it up.
Yeah, I blew it up and I rigged it. So I think the jaw moves. But,
You could chip Montezuma's head and shrunk it and put it at the top of Skeletor's head.
It's like, Skeletor has a human face.
Well, now who's the headpiece, you know?
Yeah.
there was one other thing that I know you wanted to tell us about, Ekmek, and is that you are working on a new leaderhead guide.
Yeah, I'm updating. I had one that's done before, and it's been downloaded like some 500 times, and I had some great guys that had tested out that one. It was never really perfected. Capo is a good example. He's, you know, he downloaded it, and I helped him. In the very beginning, now he's cranking out great leaderheads. And I'm trying to make another one, because I'd love to see is not just like a few of us making leaderheads, but if there could be like 10 guys out there making as many leaderheads as I would, it'd pretty much cover all the bases for leaders, I think.
Now, let me ask you this. Does your tutorial start from the very beginning of the leader process, like with the you know, the modeling in Blender?
Oh, yeah.
To the NIF scope? Does it go through the NIF scope and all that?
Yeah, this time I'm doing the full from putting it, you know, just finding it and importing it, or even actually installing all the stuff first, and then finding your file, importing it.
That's a big step.
Yeah, a lot of those are kind of tough too. But now with the new Blender, it's a lot easier to set it up.
The newest Blender has a good script for it too.
Yeah, it has a pretty good script where you don't have to do that cancel, load, all that crap before.
That's another problem. Is I had to use the old Blender, and I had to use like three different tutorials that were all in questionable English, and there's some parts that were completely left out that you just have to remember. So that's why I need to do some leaders for my mod, and I think this would be a great place to come back to.
Oh yeah, I'm planning on finishing up Wednesday, and the way I did this leaderhead guide was that I'm taking Zara Jakob, and I'm going to put De Gaulle's suit on him just to show how to put a body onto a suit, because that's usually the most request we get is, can I see so-and-so wearing a so-and-so uniform? And so it's going to, you know, go that, cut it off, put it on there. Then how you put
rig it up.
And then rig it up, and then put it in NIF, export it, put it in NIF scope, do the swap, and then XML it into game.
I've successfully done the rig once, I think.
Yeah, this will make it a lot easier, I'm hoping.
Yeah, yeah.
You just popping heads off and screwing them back on.
Yeah.
That kind of
thing. Ekmek.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was wondering, will you be putting your tutorial on YouTube for people to use with Blender?
I don't know if I have a video of it. It's just going to be mainly all text. I've been putting in a Word document, and I've been taking screenshots.
That'd be very nice if you could actually use something like Camtasia to capture the screen in video and sound, hear everyone talking when you're talking your tutorial, and put it up on YouTube so everyone can download it.
Yeah,
John, some of us have a day job.
Tutorials are pretty slick.
Really? You've got a day job?
Yes.
Have you? Well,
and some of us can read written instructions.
Day job? I usually sleep during the daytime.
That's because you drink too much beer.
You're in Australia. Everything's upside down.
All right. That's.
You walk around with hat on your feet.
Hats on your feet? I thought. Wait.
No, I've got my hat on right now.
On your feet or your head?
Okay. On my head.
What's on your feet?
Me slippers.
Slippers.
Yes.
Is that how you get around the Australian bush in your outdoor slippers?
Oh no! The blundles are over there near the doorstep.
Now what? What the? All right, I'm not even.
It's
gonna,
an Australianism. Just stop.
I'm done. Okay.
The blundles are a pair of boots.
You're a blundle. You're a blundle head.
If I can send you guys another link, one of the reasons also I'm doing these leaderhead guides to get other leaderhead makers. Is that I like these collaboration leaderheads. Me and Bernie worked on Reagan, and then you saw the massive one everybody did on redoing Hitler, and now we're doing one on Alexander the Great. I don't know if you guys seen that one. I'll just send you the link real quick. But me, Capo, and Bernie are trying to...
And QBT is for Gager. Huh?
Yeah, we do have Alexander, and he's pretty gay. If anyone's seen the movie Alexander, and he kind of looks
like... It's
a
very good movie. It's a very long movie.
It is a long movie. And you don't only see Wang in that movie. You do see some boobs.
Oh, boobies.
I'll send you guys a link to see where we're at on this new leaderhead real quick. I just sent it over. But we're just trying to make it a more... Really.
Yeah, he needs to... He looks way too old there, if you ask me. Alexander died at the age of, like...
You guys see the new link?
How long was it?
Wait a minute. Like,
that new link is insane.
Sivri. Yes.
He's even got a picture of himself on his chest.
Oh. I wonder if they had t-shirts back then.
Oh. Now, I bet Wouter has a picture of himself on his t-shirt. That'd be awesome.
Right. No thanks.
Weld has probably got a tattoo on himself somewhere of himself.
Oh, like Steve-O in the Jackass movies?
Ah, that's
Have you seen Jackass?
Oh, geez.
Part 2, Steve-O's got a full back tattoo of his face.
Yeah.
With his thumbs up.
Yeah, with his thumbs up.
Call in today. In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLY. In Europe, 44121-288-7659. That's 44121-288-PAULI. You can Skype us at ThePaulyCast or email us at ThePaulyCast@gmail.com.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
For more information on Modcast,
Revcast, or
Polycast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at thepolycast.net.
All right. You know, we've had quite a bit of fun. We've had our highs. We've had our lows. We've had triumph. We've had tragedy, John. And now we're at the end of the show. By the way, Ekmek, where do you live? Can you tell us that at least?
Yeah, San Diego.
See, I grew up there. I grew up in San Diego, up in the suburbs.
Ekmek refuses to tell us his real name.
It's okay. This is the second guy we've had on. You know.
Well, his name could be Bob.
Yeah, that would be kind of boring. Is that really the reason you got a stupid name like Gaylord or something?
John Smith.
Oh, but we've had a lot of fun. I think there's potential that we could have even more fun next episode. But maybe we'll have to see. Also, I want to make sure that any modders listening right now to this show PM me, send me a message, and ask me about coming on the show. We would like guests every episode. Every time we come on the air, we want someone new or someone we've had before. It doesn't matter. We want someone on the show to share a little bit about their mods, a little bit about what they do, you know? Does that sound good?
It sounds very good. I'm actually going off on holidays for about a week. Tony, off to a lovely town called Adelaide. And if there's any listeners there from Modcast, listening to Modcast,
then stay woke,
and would like to meet up with me for it.
Yeah. I was going
to
say.
No, well, I'll organise a brewery to go to a local brewery called Grumpy's Brewery there in Adelaide. They can join me and bring their own food, of course.
Yeah, it's not bring your own beer there. It's bring your own food. We got the beer.
I'm also going to the Adelaide Zoo, where I hope to open a couple of cages of the monkeys and let them all run loose or something.
Oh, great, John, we're gonna have to watch out for you, man. I mean, if you're gonna be opening monkey cages, it's like opening Pandora's box.
Or like a Sunday afternoon at Tony's house.
Or a panda cage.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the kid is napping right now, so...
Oh, like he's probably going to be opening the monkey cage so we can climb in.
Yeah, I was going to say, John's all, oh, aren't you a pretty lady?
Well, that was the whole idea. I was going to give him some homebrew.
Oh, is that what you call homebrew? Okay. All right. Today, we have been joined with Wouter, Lacutus Snyders.
Bye bye.
John. BTR's Archer.
See you later, everyone.
Kenneth. Impaler WRG. Ferlin.
Who? What? Where? What?
Me, Tony Garrett Sasaki Kiel. Goodbye. With our very, very special, special guest co host, Ekmek, as he is known.
His real name is Bob.
Either that or Gaylord, we don't know. But it's the reason why he won't tell us his real name. So
yeah, Gaylord is a real name. That's actually the name of a guy who invented giant boxes.
The giant what?
The giant boxes.
Ken?
Haven't you ever seen a giant box? It's called a Gaylord.
Ken, now what we tell you, you need to go take your medication right now.
No, I'm totally serious. Gaylord is a box that's about 2 meters tall, about 2 meters wide. It's like very, very large box. It's the size of a pallet.
Do they name it that because that's where they take your lover to?
No, they name it that because they're the guy who invented it.
All right. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Goodbye.
Record date, June 28, 2009. Civilization 4, Warlords Beyond the Sword sound clips, copyright, Take 2 Interactive. Copyright 2009 Civilized Communications at civcom.net.
3.19 patch for Beyond the Sword and all the disastrous consequences it will have for mothers and the non-so-distressed ones. God, that's terrible. Shall I do it again?
Yeah, go ahead.